Former CBP chief, GOP must thwart Biden's open borders at every turn. By John Binder on July 16, 2021. Former Customs and Border Protection, CBP, Commissioner Mark Morgan says elected leaders must thwart President Joe Biden's open borders policies at every turn. On Friday, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, revealed that more than 178,000 border crossers were encountered by federal immigration officials in June along the southern border. This total does not include illegal aliens who successfully crossed into the United States, undetected by federal immigration officials. Now, analysts project that nearly 1.7 million illegal aliens could arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border by the end of 2021, a figure that would make this year the worst year for illegal immigration in American history. Morgan, a Heritage Foundation visiting fellow and FAIR senior fellow, says that the Biden administration's facilitating illegal immigration to the U.S. via an expansive catch-and-release operation coupled with the elimination of vital border controls has sparked a constitutional crisis in pursuit of what it perceives to be a political benefit. It is time for the people's representatives to take meaningful steps to hold this administration accountable for its blatant and willful disregard for our laws, Morgan said. Federal, state, and local leaders should use their considerable authority to thwart this administration's open borders agenda at every turn. Texas is already leading the way here, and I'm glad to see other states stepping up to support them. Emphasis added. Leaders in Congress are also not powerless. They can withhold funding that is directed only at facilitating the crisis instead of truly stopping it, refuse to approve any nominees who will implement this agenda, and support states forced to respond to the Biden administration's inaction. It cannot be business as usual when the White House is violating its most sacred duty to protect this country. Every point of leverage, whether directly immigration and border-related or not, should be used to force the Biden administration to end this constitutional crisis, emphasis added. While enticing border crossers, the Biden administration is also coordinating their release into the U.S. interior. This week, Fox News's Tucker Carlson revealed that Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is using the U.S. armed forces and military bases to help release border crossers into the U.S. interior. Military staff was asked in private emails to keep quiet about the operation. For months, Breitbart News has chronicled the Biden administration's expansive catch-and-release operation through which at least tens of thousands of illegal aliens are being briefly detained, put up in migrant hotels, then bused or flown into the U.S. interior with only the promise that they will show up to their asylum hearings months, or a year, later. In June, Breitbart News reported that it is not only border-crossing family units that are being resettled via the catch-and-release operation. The Biden administration is busing and flying single male adult border crossers into U.S. cities that remain undisclosed to American citizens. The latest available data, from February 19 to April 22, reveals that the Biden administration has flown about 7,200 border crossers into the U.S. interior on domestic commercial flights. Border crossers are allowed to bypass photo identification requirements, boarding flights without a photo ID, and do not have to prove they are negative for the Chinese coronavirus. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.